So I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Brian Brogan, chairman of Donegal Motor Club, also Tony Boyle, who is the clerk of the course of this year's Harvest Rally, and Sam Pearson, who's on board as one of the officials as well, to look ahead to the event, which takes place on Saturday, the 7th of October. It's based out of the Shandon Hotel in Marble Hill, just outside Dunfanaghy, in between Dunfanaghy and Creasla. And I suppose, Brian, I'll go to you first of all. We're here on the upper floors of the Shandon, looking out on lovely Sheephaven Bay, and the sun is shining, and it was the first thing strikes us. It's certainly a beautiful setting to take a rally, that's for sure.
There's no doubt, Oisin. It's a spectacular sight and an evening of the kind, and it's great for us to have the Shandon supporting us. Again, it's the first time that there's actually been a base here for a harvest rally in Dunfanaghy, and a lot of the stages have been used in the past in the international and another harvest, but this is actually the first time ever that there was a base in the Dunfanaghy, and I'm sure that it'll be a strong contender again for other harvests in the future. Just the quality of the location that they have and the support locally that's here, a great team locally working on stages and supporting the event, and the quality of the stages they have too, Oisin.
They all come together locally in the area when a rally's going to a certain area in the county, and it's no different down here, because anybody that's anyway a motorsport or rallying enthusiast from down this direction of the county has been rolling behind this from the very start.
There's no doubt there's people that you see and you wonder at times that where they went until you come here, and they're still all the same as they were 20 years ago, still reeling in behind and looking to support and wondering why the rally hasn't been here for so long. And you get asked them questions from time to time, year on year, why is it not down here? But I'd safely say that Dunfanaghy and around Creasla and Falkirra is one area where they keep asking, why does it not be down here? And it's great for them people that are so supportive of our sport that it is coming to them now at this stage.
Let's look at the stages. There's going to be three stages done a number of times in the loops here for the 2017 Harvest Rally. Garda, Hawk, Rye and Portlaoise. And I suppose, first of all, there's stages in there that have been used in the international in previous years, but they have been changed about. And Tony, fair to say, you're the man who's been laying them out. They're going to be challenging for the competitors.
Yes, very challenging. We have 119 kilometres of stages and short road sections. Now, the first stage is 12 kilometres long. The second stage is 18 kilometres, and the third stage is 9 kilometres. So, and then they head into service in Cassidy's Quarry in Falkirra, and they do that loop three times. So a total in 9 stages in total.
What kind of car is these stages going to suit? How technical a stages are they? Because we know from the likes we use Portlaoise that parts of it are tight and parts of it are open, and it suits different styles of drivers and different types of cars. But what's sort of the standout style of the rally here? What are the drivers going to expect?
Oh, well, the first stage is tight and twisty, and it's fast towards the end. Now, it may suit the Mark IIs. Stage 2, there are bits of it fast, and then towards the end it gets tight, and then she moves out. It's mostly stage 2 is mostly a tight and technical stage. Stage 3 is a more faster stage, more open, suit the bigger car, the WRC car, more than what it might suit an Escort.
Before we look at the safety aspect for the spectators and that the officials have to go through, the entry list we're looking at, the top 10 has been released, and it's quite impressive. Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle, they'll be here in their Fiesta. They are the defending Harvest champions, but I suppose the standout name, if we look at it, is David Bogie and John Rowland coming on the Escort from Scotland. They missed the international, and it just shows how much that they want to come back here, even if they can't be in the big one during the summer. They want to be in Donegal at some stage of the year.
Yes, it's great to have David Bogie here, and he really brings the battle to the locals, which is Damien and Kevin Eves and Damien Toner and Damien Tourish and Ryan Loughran and Brian Brogan. David Bogie has won the national section, the Donegal, in 2015, and he couldn't make it last year. He couldn't make it in 2016 because he was contesting the Ypres rally the week after in a Skoda, but he won't be bringing the Skoda this time because he's preparing for the network queue or AC, so he's decided to bring his Escort. And last week, he was in the Galloway Hills where he finished fifth overall in top two-wheel driving his Escort against four-wheel drive machinery.
I bring Brian in because he's seated at number 9 himself and Damien McGettigan. It's interesting as well to make the point, this is not a qualifying round of the National Rally Championship this year. Yes, it's the Border Championship and Mickey Conlon has already won that. But when we look at the top 10 that's been released this week, Brian, ahead of the event, you heard the guys that Tony mentioned there. This is the cream of the crop of the Mark IIs and the two-wheel drives. And then you've got Declan Boyle and Joe McGonigal there as well. And again, it's a statement that Donegal can bring the top drivers, even if an event is not part of a marquee championship.
That's great. It's great to see all the boys coming and supporting an event like this whenever it is not a round of the other championships. But these men that we see here in the top 10 and others, they have started off doing the local events here, and it's sort of their own home turf, and they tend to keep coming back to it. They will always support it regardless of what other events is on it. But it's really encouraging to see the likes of David Bogie coming to do the event, you know, and wanting to be mixing with the rest. And before he come in with his entry, he was phoning to see who else was going, so to see we get good competitors against him, and that's what he's looking at. And he enjoys the crack here, he enjoys the sport, and he enjoys the atmosphere around the place is always important for him too, and he likes to be in Donegal too. Like.
Yeah, I'm going to pin you to it now. Can you challenge these boys ahead of you and the seat of Lusk? Can Ryan Brogan get a Harvest title, can I?
Now listen, we'll just work on the seating at this stage, and we'll try and get to the start, and we'll try and get through it. My reputation with the Harvest is not good at all, but the kind of year I'm having so far, we'll just, you know what we'll do, we'll just stick in there and we'll see what'll happen.
Of all the interviews we've done, Brian, that's the shortest answer I've got of you yet. Sam Pearson's with us too, Sam, if you want to pull in. Safety is, of course, huge in rallying. It's paramount. The safety of the officials, the safety of the competitors, and the safety of the spectators. And it's a big undertaking to get the safety plan in place for a rally, particularly one like the Harvest that has such a big interest.
Yeah, that's right, Oisin. As with all motorsport events at the moment, we all know where we stand in terms of safety, and the hard work is done at this stage, most of it anyway. And we've spent months working a safety plan to try and keep everybody safe, as you said, not just ourselves, but competitors and spectators out there. So we're just basically trying to spread the word. Just stay safe, do what you can, play your part in the weekend. It makes everybody's life a bit easier.
Yep. Now, what's the best bit of advice that the organisers can give to those that are going to come and here to the area of Dunfanaghy and Garda Harkin Fulcair over the weekend?
Well, we're just saying basically, if arrive as early as you can at your location or where your designated space is, and obey the marshals that are out there. At the end of the day, they're volunteers for the day. They're there to look after you and the competitors. So try and make their life easy, listen to them, and listen, if you're asked to move, just please. They're doing it for a reason, not just to be awkward.
Yeah, it'll make a better rally for everybody. And I suppose on the safety note as well, all help is accepted over the weekend from local people, but there's also the droves that come in from outside the county that want to marshal and lend a helping hand as well, Sam.
That's it, yeah, exactly. It takes a huge body to run an actual rally. People don't realise that's out there. So if there's any man free and would like to get involved, we were closer to the action, by all means, we're still looking for marshals out there. So get in contact with us through Facebook or through the website and we'll try to look after you.
It's a big benefit as well, Brian, to the local community, the amount of money that's going to come into the economy, rather here down in Marblehill and Dunfanaghy in the general area.
Oh, that's right. There's no doubt that it's great, again, as I say, that the Shandon's on board, and there's other local businesses and B&Bs and other surrounding areas, even with hotels, that'll do very well in it. And we appreciate the support from them, and the more sometimes we would like a wee bit more support from some of them. But, you know, it's good to see that the rally does support the local economy and all small different ways that it works, but we do appreciate the help that we get from all, even landowners and people that their own residents, all of that. You know, it all takes a combination of stuff to come together, and we do, as from Donegal Motor Club's point of view, appreciate all of that, you know, when it goes on year on year. But most people are very good, and most businesses are very generous when it comes to sponsorship and helping out. And it's, you know, it's only a club that we're not a profit-making organisation. We're just trying to get a successful event that every time we're out.
The Harvests are always successful events, Tony. They're always good events. They're ones that have the interest. What do you feel, since you're the clerk of the course here, that's going to make this rally based out of Marblehill a special Harvest rally in 2017?
Oh, well, we would hope the quality of stages, the mileage that we're offering, and just the general atmosphere that's about Dunfanaghy. And the local area, that people coming into the area, that they'll come back again. To come back and stay here again. That's all we're trying to do. All the help I've got locally and all the residents along the route, and especially the residents along the route, we have very little PR problems. and people are just working with us, which we appreciate. And to the people like Anthony Cassidy, that's given us his the use of his service area, we'd like to thank him.
The atmosphere's building, the excitement's building, it always does around rally time. And the best of luck over the course of the weekend from the 7th of October with the Harvest Rally.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Oisín.